Think of this part of our summer school series as the recess portion. Today we're learning the art of taking a balloon, or balloons if you're talented, blowing it up, and twisting it into various shapes. Swords, dogs, penguins, bicycles. Yes, bicycles. Remember that scene in Wedding Crashers where Vince Vaughn is twisting balloons for some kids?
All right. Who else wants something?
I want a bicycle.
A bicycle? Well, bicycle, that would take a lot of balloons. And honestly, Uncle Jeremy's a little tired right now, so why don't we do something like, let's say, a giraffe?
I just want a bicycle!
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle, clown!
Yeah, make me a bicycle clown. That happens all the time. And I can make a motorcycle, so every now and then I'll just be like, okay, sure, no problem.
Michael Hale has been twisting balloons for 5 years. He actually taught himself to twist balloons with the help of a couple DVDs. He says balloon twisting takes a lot of practice to repeatedly make the same shape. Many people teach themselves off YouTube, but Hale says there's a lot of balloon jargon you need to learn first.
The ear twist, the apple twist, the pinch twist. Burping is when you let the air out of the inflated balloon to give yourself room to make your twists. The pinch twist is your basic twist. That's what you do for most of your balloons.
He and his wife run Austin Kids Parties. They offer balloon twisting and face painting at birthday parties, festivals, and corporate events. But it's not easy at first.
I was horrible.
Kristen Crandall works with Michael Hale and his wife. She moved to Texas about a year ago.
My first party I ever went to, I think I knew how to make like 5 things. And I popped a lot of balloons that day, and there were a lot of little kids with their hands covering their ears. And yeah, it was kind of a mess, but I have improved drastically since then.
So how exactly do you twist balloons? We'll start with the easiest balloon to twist, a sword.
First step is to stretch the balloon by grabbing each end and pulling your arms out both sides there.
Hale takes one of the thin balloons and pulls it across his chest. Then you pump air into the balloon. The key is to remain confident. Once you pick a spot to twist, stick with it. If it unwinds, try twisting again in the same spot, and always twist the balloon in the same direction.
Yeah, you just commit to it and you twist it. Because if like you try to like twist it and then untwist it, that part where you twist it is now weaker.
And if you twist and retwist too much, sometimes this happens.
Oh, excuse me. Of course that happens. All right, one more time.
Balloons can also pop if it's a hot day, but sometimes there's no explanation when things go wrong.
There have been no shortage of times where a child asked for a purple cat, and for whatever reason, the purple cat just kept popping. If I use a different color for that particular shape, for some reason, it worked just fine. But I'm like, I'm sorry, the purple cat doesn't want to come out to play today. You just kind of have to, you know, make it up on the spot and figure out how to make them happy either way.
But back to the sword. Once you blow up the first long balloon, tie a knot.
Twist off a small, maybe 1-inch bubble. And then fold the next piece of the balloon over and twist like a loop so that it's big enough for another balloon to fit back through it.
Then you twist 4 or 5 1-inch balloons next to each other.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sometimes you don't have enough air at the end of the sword, so keep twisting that last bubble so you can kind of push the air toward the end of the sword.
Pull the whole back thing, the whole thing back down in through the loop.
And so we have a nice handle.
Straighten it out. And you have a pirate sword.
Now, things get a bit more complicated when you make balloon animals. It requires more twisting, and each portion you twist should be equal, you know, so you don't create a dog with one leg that's shorter than the other.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is the body.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah.
I'm twisting again.
Let's keep the body about 5-6 inches.
Yeah.
As for my first attempt at balloon twisting, I made a small, unbalanced dog with an extremely long neck and way too tiny legs.
Wow,
you
I
made
need
a
some
dog.
Practice.
I think
no,
it's great.
Good. I've never made one before.
Kind of has bunny ears, but you know, good.
It's a mutt of a dog.
The dog ended up popping at my desk a week later. But don't worry, no real animals were harmed in the making of this piece. Kate McGee, KUT News.